dressed with care, and comes in someone we know. And as we open it, as we open the card, we read, "You're invited. Come, celebrate with us." Yes, everyone loves invitations. For parties and celebrations with friends, build relationships. They renew our hearts, and they refresh our spirits. We feel important. We feel remembered, and we feel included. In short, we feel that we matter. However, not all invitations are welcome and not easy to accept. When an invitation to reconcile comes from someone who has hurt us or someone we have hurt, we are stretched beyond our comfort zone. However, these kinds of invitations are very special. For these types of invitations are invitations for us to grow as human persons. And here we're called to mend fences and heal broken relationships. We stop and think about it, we realize that all invitations require some sort of action. We need to do something. We need to respond, to reply, to RSVP. For invitations are set in motion only when we decide to act, only when we choose to attend or accept. Invitations help us to learn about God. For God, the ultimate host, is saying to us, "Come. Come and be with me. Live your life with me." Yes, we're invited and we're welcomed by the one who loves us. "Come to the priest," Jesus says. "Come, sit, eat your meal, and take some rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And who among us can resist? For aren't we all overworked? Don't the day-to-day struggles and anxieties of life itself take their toll? Think about it. How many of us are overcome by worry and doubt? How many of us insist on holding a grudge and refusing to forgive? How many of us are weighed down by bitterness, by anger, and by guilt? How many of us suffer from illness and frustration? Haven't we had it up to here? However, resting in God does not mean that we stand aside, sit idle, or do nothing. For invitations call us to work. They demand that we respond. In other words, we must participate. And how do we respond? Well, we respond to God by what we say, what we choose to do, how we treat ourselves, our bodies, and more importantly, how we treat one another. We respond to God by the priorities we set in our lives and the choices that we make. But from the world around us, or the center of our hearts, one of the greatest temptations of sin is the belief. Is a belief that we humans have control and can handle everything by ourselves. We seem to think that as wise and intelligent beings that we have the innate capability to manage anything. There's a story about an old man who's on a spiritual journey. This old man carries a heavy load on his back. And on his deathbed, he gives his bag to a disciple. The disciple takes it, opens it, looks inside, and guess what? He finds it empty. "Why did it weigh so much?" he asks. Well, the old man says, "The bag carried the weight of everything in my life. All those things I did not need to carry." If Jesus places any burden on us, it is a burden of loving and forgiving one another. And if we have love and forgiveness in our heart, all of our burdens suddenly disappear. Think how many of our problems would be solved if we humans could truly love and forgive one another. Love and forgiveness, but without conditions. Love and forgiveness without demands. In other words, if human love and forgiveness was unconditional. Now, Jesus cannot take our burdens from us, but he does give us the strength to carry them, to own them. While our faith makes things possible, love and forgiveness make all things easy. Think about that. While our faith makes all things possible, love and forgiveness make all things easy. And brothers and sisters, the one who knows us best, the gracious one, invites us each and every day to live life. To live a life that is to be shared with him who loves us. The invitation reads, "Come as you are. Bring yourselves. Surrender your worries and anxieties. And come close and be with me." And how well we respond. What is our answer? How about we reply? Are we ready to be stretched? Are we ready to grow? "Come to me, all you who labor, all you who are burdened, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."